It's you, K-A-2-A-X-Q. How are you doing, John?
Mercy, my friend. Been a long, long time. Way too long. I'm doing. How are you doing?
Lovely, my friend. Hey, you have an education in agriculture. I'm wondering, have you ever heard of a tree called moringa?
I can't remember diddly about it at the moment. I could look it up here. Have you come across that, or someone recommended you get that for some reason? I'm thinking it has herbal, medicinal properties. Is that correct?
No, I'm just going to say I grow it. And if you're familiar with it, I can give you just about all you want for free.
That would be good. I'd like that. You know, a couple anyway, two, three, whatever. What, does it self-seed, or does it, just kind of pop up, saplings from roots, or what?
You can plant the seeds, or you can cut the tree, cut a limb off the tree and just stick it in the ground, and it'll grow you another tree.
Sounds interesting, sure, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do that, Ken. As a matter of fact, I was just looking through a nursery catalog, looking at some different fruits that can be grown in the yard. I'd love to be able to have several different types of fruits, even pawpaw trees. I've never tried pawpaws before, but the way they describe them, it sounds edible, sure enough. And I was looking at another one called, let's see, what is this one here? This one's called Boreal Beast. It's a, it's in the blueberry family. It grows 3 to 5 feet tall. I was just looking at that too. But, I'd like to do that. We, need to get together, Ken. However, I don't know, you know, how quickly we can do that, but, I guess you've been healthy thus far, right?
In fact, last summer I grew my own moringa trees and processed them and all that, and I was able to cure my arthritis and correct my diabetes problem and several other things. That moringa really works. Over.
Interesting how easy sometimes things are, and you know, it seems like we discount the easy, and you know, if that's too easy, that can't work. You know, surely there's got to be something else we got to do, and it's going to be a lot more expensive. But well, Ken, it sounds like you've reverse aged on us here.
A little bit. Yeah, I've got a small greenhouse out here in the backyard, and if it's raining, I'm going to be out there planting in a day or two.
Did you find this greenhouse? Did you build it yourself? Did you have some help, or what?
Myself. It's a little hoop house. H-O-O-P house. It's 10 foot by 10 foot, about 8 foot tall, over.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you probably used PVC pipe?
Yep, two pieces, 10 foot long, with a connector in the center, and bend them over and screw them down to a 2x6, and the plastic was the most expensive part of it. Plastic, greenhouse plastic, it was 20 foot by 25 foot, and that cost $75 over.
75 foot. How many mil was the plastic? Was it 6, 8, 10, 12, do you know?
6 mil frosted plastic, over.
I'll tell you what, just like a big St. Bernard, you have just licked up my curiosity. Between Moringa and Greenhouse, my physicality has been pretty rough the last, I don't know how long to say, months or whatever, and, you know, not able to do as much as I would like, and, you know, just, it seems like, you know, I get out there and I end up hurting myself more, so I haven't done a lot, but definitely Greenhouse has been on my horizon, and hopefully I'm going to get that taken care of. And, well, that's cool. So where'd you get your start on the Moringa thing?
Her and her son got cancer, and they were down in Atlanta, and they kind of like did, what do you call it now, a group, a group effort or whatever. Anyway, I started researching to find out, you know, what's cancer all about. And then I found out the main deal is their immune system was crap. And, you know, they had bad diets and stuff like this. And then I ran into the Moringa tree, and it says it'll cure over 7,000 diseases. But excuse me, no. It's been used by the people in India for over 7,000 years as a secret religious medicine. Let me let this reset. Oh, it's not going to reset because it's on net mode. Anyway, in net mode. Anyway, so I googled Moringa research papers and found out that it's a known fact that Moringa, the leaves, the powder from the leaves, will cure over 300 different diseases. And it's been doing that for over 7,000 years. And I figured, well, I'll bet you it'll still do it. So I got a hold of some Moringa tree seeds and planted them. And, you know, they're a tropical plant, so they won't grow over here in the United States. So I grew them anyway, because I didn't tell them they were from, I didn't tell the seeds they were from the tropics, so they decided to grow. I got about a half a dozen of them growing in my room right here. Over.
Mercy sakes, that's amazing. Listen, I surely wouldn't want to be a hog on them, you know. If you've got one or a few seeds, I love growing things from seeds as well. But, you know, my spine is a mess. It, you know, it just, I've got fractured vertebras, and I've got herniated discs, and I've, you know, just all sorts of problems in the spine, up and down, all the way from the top down to the bottom. And, but, you know, and then other issues as well. It'd be interesting to try it and see. Well, let me ask you, have you tried it on yourself at this point?
Cured my arthritis, and I was a borderline diabetic, and I'm not anymore. I used to get swelling in my legs from the knees on down because of my diabetes, and all that swelling has gone away. I don't have any more aches or pains except my wallet, and and I've got over 1,000 seeds, so I've got plenty to share. Over.
If you're not sure what the clock says, let me see. Well, it's almost 20 after. No, that clock needs new batteries. It must be about 7 minutes to. No, it's 12:28. There we go. But anyway, KG4 GFU, for those who enjoy collecting those things. Well, that's great, Ken. I mean, I've got, you know, all sorts of, like I said, spine issues and things, and pain is a constant friend, shall we say. But it would be an interesting draw. I'm beyond borderline diabetic. I'm you know, type 2 diabetes, and heart, lungs, I've got a couple other, and you said, mercy sakes, Ken. I have trouble with nouns at times, too, now. But I was thinking, let me let this drop. It's still in net mode or not, but anyway. But I've got issues that it'd be interesting to challenge this Marenga with, and that would be cool. I'd really enjoy doing that. When, you know, they have on TV those the things, you know, if you got this or that, or, you know, whatever, you know, you need to stay cooped up or whatever. Well, I scored 7 out of 8, so I have driven around in the car a little bit, but that's about it. I might would need just a little time to get that done, but I surely would like to get down there and see you. I've been thinking about you on and off, and thought, golly, it's just been so long since I've seen Ken, but I've lost your phone number, so I'm sure you'll give it to me again.
Now, when you're ready to copy.
Again. Hey there, Ken. I am back, and give me your old number.
Of course, it's 864 area code. The number is 607-0104.
It's the same number, isn't it? You haven't changed it in the last year or two, right?
Okay, that number over 35 years.
What you're saying there, I like having my same number, too. I got that number 41 years ago when I moved to South Carolina, and I've kept it ever since. Oh, my number is 947-1069, which you obviously know. No. Now you do. 947-1069. Well, let's try this. This sounds interesting, and, you know, you get tired of going to doctors all the time. I have a regular internist I go to. He's my regular physician. I've got a cardiac specialist, and I've also got a endocrinologist, because I've got an adrenal insufficiency problem, is what they call it. My adrenal glands do not function, and they don't supply just adrenaline. They supply all sorts of other little neat things, and except they're not doing it to me anymore.
Okay. Well, you know, I like these TV commercials. They come out with all these new acronyms now. You might have PDVSR, and I have no idea in the world what that stands for, but there's commercials for it on TV, and it only has a couple side effects, like it makes it bleed from your eyes, or bleed from your ears, nose, and mouth, or it could immediately stop your heart when you swallow it. But yeah, it'll help other things like constipation or something, you know.
And generally, they will stop the itch from hemorrhoids.
Well, you can do that with Indian medicine stones. Anyway, no, this the moringa. It's actually a vegetable, and there are absolutely no side effects. I mean, people, you know, I do a YouTube live feed every night, and people come out and they ask me, you know, is it dangerous if you eat too much? And I say, well, let me ask you this. Is it dangerous to eat too much carrots or too much beets or too much corn or something like that? And they say, no. And I say, well, this is a vegetable too, just like it. Or?
There you go. And the proof is in the pudding. Well, that's cool. I didn't know you did that. I don't have internet. Otherwise, I'd ask for your feed or whatever you want to call it. But someday I probably will. Who knows? Maybe sometime I'll come down there and get online with Ken and answer the people's questions. I've lost 700 pounds, and the third leg I've grown is gone, too.
Very good, very good. No, it's the National Institute of Health. has deemed it to be the most nutritional plant in the world. And I did a search for Moringa research papers, and there weren't a lot of them. There was only like 375,000. But they were all written by people like Joslin Clinic. What was the other one? John Hopkins University, Duke University Medical Center, and, you know, all these scientists and stuff like this, and it tells you everything that this plant will do, and all the nutrition that's in it, the antioxidants, anti-inflammatory agents, all of the... that the body requires, and some of the things that will cure are heart disease, liver disease, cancer, diabetes, bladder cancer, blindness, malnutrition, and I can't remember the other 290 over.
GFU. That's amazing, sure enough. You know, in the Bible, I think it's in the book of Genesis, says that, early in the book of Genesis, it says that God gave us all of the plants for our benefit. And, you know, when God tells you something, he generally doesn't joke about it. And, you know, the thing is for us to just kind of figure out what is good for us. And apparently this is one of them, so... you know, and it can hardly hurt you if you're eating it, right? Or taking a pill. I mean, they do it. I guess it's probably recommended just to eat it, right?
Like just for an example, I got a video on my YouTube page that shows me going into Waffle House with one of the limbs, or a branch, I should say, off of one of my moringa trees. And I ordered some scrambled eggs. I peeled the leaves off the limb and put them in my scrambled eggs and ate them. And, you know, what's funny about it is it actually takes on the flavor of the food you put it on. Like we've got the powder, and we put it in a salt shaker. We keep it on the kitchen table so that no matter what we're eating, we sprinkle it on the food. And, like, it'll take the flavor of scrambled eggs, it'll take the flavor of steak, you know, just about anything. I bought a capsule-making machine and all the capsules, so I make up capsules for Barb. Like the taste of it. It doesn't bother me. I just put two little spoons in my mouth and chug it down with a cup of coffee, and I'm good to go.
You're saying, sounds great. How's Barb doing?
Well, she had her knee replaced here since you saw her last, and she still has, you know, aches and pains in her knee every once in a while because, you know, you go outside when it's 30 degrees out and you got a stainless steel knee, that thing gets cold fast, over.
I hadn't thought of that before, Ken. Dang, all those people out there walking around with metal joint replacements, and man alive, yeah, that metal would draw the cold in a hurry. That would not be any fun. I hadn't thought of that. I don't think I'm up for any kind of replacements as far as knee or hip or anything like that I know of. My sister's looking at a partial knee replacement pretty soon. But, oh, that's definitely interesting. So, do you sell the seed or the plants or what you do?
I'll give them away, John, because I don't feel that something that God led me to, I should charge people for. I mean, if you ask your doctor about it, your doctor will probably tell you it's the best thing you can take for everything that's ailing you. But it's against the law for them to bring up the subject of homeopathic medicine, over.
What do you mean? I know what you mean. I've got Well, one of the two doctors probably will know a lot about it. The other two probably don't. Well, one of them, he would probably discount it just because, you know, he's kind of a sourpuss. But the one definitely, I'll ask one of them, the endocrinologist. He's the kind of guy that would definitely be willing to talk about it. We've talked about all sorts of things, but I haven't gotten around to this one, but we sure will. And yeah, I'm like you, Ken. If it's something that's going to help people, by golly, just give it away. Give it away.
I've been planting trees on other people's yard just so they can go out and harvest what they want. Over.
Go, Ken Appleseed.
Seeds germinate in 3 days. You poke them 1 inch down in the dirt, and another 4 days they're up out of the ground about an inch, and they'll grow over 18 feet in 1 year.
The winter hardy in this in our area, in our zone. I know you said they grow in India, so I'm thinking they may be like more of a zone 8 to 10 kind of thing. But if you can, if you need to just kind of grind the leaves or whatever, and it grows 18 feet in a year, you got plenty of growth there in a year that, you know, it doesn't matter whether it survives the next year or not. But just curiosity, is it winter hardy here?
You have to dig it up and bring it inside during the winter, or have it in a greenhouse or something like that, because it does not like frost at all. In fact, that's about the only thing that will kill the tree is if the roots get frozen.
I would imagine. Well, I would imagine you could take care of that problem by planting it in a container, sinking the container underground, you know, even during the growing season. Just, you know, have what you need up on top, let it continue to grow, and then when it gets to frost time, just cut it way back and mulch it heavy. And I would imagine that would bring it back in spring. It should probably just pop back out again. If it's a zone 8, if it'll go down to zone 8, that would be enough to take care of it around here.
I'm in zone 7B here. But these trees are really unique because you can go out and cut the tree down and cut 2-foot sections out of the tree trunk and just stick them in the ground and it'll regrow another tree. And what we do is we cut them off at 4 foot tall so they don't get to 18 feet. But we cut them off about 4 or 5 foot tall, and then they push out like a shrubbery.
Leaves that way. And it must have some sort of a flower then. What does the flower look like? Most of those kind of trees like that have a tubular type flower.
Or it looks kind of like, a daisy or something like that. And then out of the center of the flower comes the seed pod. And the seed pods are delicious. You take them when they're nice and green and chop them up, and you can put them in soups or salads and stuff like that. Or just let them hang on the tree until they turn brown, and then take them and pop the seeds out of them. Over.
Hey there, Ken. That's great. Mercy days. This sounds exciting. I love growing things. Anyway, I always have. My dad kind of turned loose of the gardening duties to me when I was about, 7 or 8 years old or so, I guess. And I remember when I was a little kid, he'd have somebody come over with a tractor and plow up the garden. And then he'd, you know, go through, walking through, planting seeds, planting potato tubers. You know, we lived up in Illinois at that time and all. And I would follow him right behind him and try to match my steps with his. And I love the smell of, you know, plowed earth. It smells so good. It just smells like it's just waiting for something, you know, to grow. You know, if that, like, that's its duty. And it does it. But, that is so cool, Ken. I've not, you know, I've heard of it. but I hadn't really done any kind of research on it at all. And but by golly, I'm going to be planting me some moringa, M-O-R-E-N-G-A, I believe.
M-O-R-I-N-G-A, or...
Well, I guess Google would probably have corrected that, but that's all right. I'll do it right now. I'll do it right this time, but still no internet here at home. I keep thinking about it. Charter has sent me another invitation, $17.95 a month, no contract, provide a modem. And software, you know, anti bad stuff software and all of that. And I'm kind of thinking about doing it again. Why I didn't do it earlier, it was $14.95 or $14.97 then. But, you know, the guy told me, it'll never go up. That's the price it'll be. And sure enough, about 3 weeks later, they upped the price to $17.97. That's still dirt cheap. KG4GFU.
It gets more expensive all the time, and I don't know why. But, you know, if you can get to, like, a library or post office or some government building, they usually have free Wi-Fi. Or Burger King and McDonald's and all that have free Wi-Fi over.
I do. Of course, right now, like, I am staying pretty close to home. However, my church has free Wi-Fi, and I can just go out and park in the parking lot and do it there. I've only done it, though, once in, like, the last 4 months or so, but, and we've been helping my brother-in-law by cleaning his shop down in Powdersville, and we do that on weekends, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon and evening, and then on Mondays if we need to. They closed up now by governor's choice, shall we say. And so it'll be a little while before we get back to that. But I probably will be doing the going over to the church and just sitting out there and doing some stuff. Hey, they say we're going to get some pretty rough stuff tonight, or looks like we might get some really rough stuff tonight. Are you prepared?
Well, the reason I'm still up is my wife told me we were supposed to have possibility of tornadoes tonight, so I decided I'd stick up for a while and listen for the radio, over.
You gonna stay on this frequency? As I'm probably going to do, but, you know, during this time, I've got to wash some clothes. You don't want to get caught in a tornado with dirty underwear, right, Ken?
Yes, sir. My mom always said, change your underwear every day, because you never know when you're going to end up in an ambulance.
Oh, mercy day. So, have you been doing okay otherwise? Did you ever, I got a couple of radio questions for you. I remember you had that 920. Did you ever get that thing fixed? I know it was receiving fine, but I didn't know if you ever got the transmit fixed. And then you had three ICOM receivers. I don't remember what model numbers exactly. I know there was like a 71 or a 71A, and I can't remember what the others might have been for sure either. But what's going on with the other ones, radio-wise or otherwise?
Like I sold the 920. I had a 960, and there was a guy down in Georgia that was looking for a radio for his brother that was blind, and I says, well, you know, I got this 960, but it needs to be repaired. And he says, how much you got to have for it? And I says, you pay the shipping, and you can have it. So I sent it to him. He got it fixed, and now his brother is able to use it and communicate with him all the time and all that stuff. And I sold the ICOM 71, and I still have an ICOM 70. Over.
That's good, I guess. And, especially good about the, I don't remember, I guess you're talking about a Yaesu FT-950 or 960, because I remember a 950, do not remember a 960 at all.
Wasn't it Yaesu, it was, Rats, I can't think of what it was now, but it was a 960 anyway.
Well, could have been Kenwood, I don't know. Kenwood has had so many radios out over the years, and I like going through eBay and just kind of looking, and, you know, you'll see, that's the main reason I almost never buy anything, or even bid, but I like looking and seeing what is out there and what's been and what things are going for and stuff like that, in case I ever come up on a deal. I came up on one deal, golly, it's been... Well, maybe it's been in the last year, I guess, or so. Yeah, probably last year. And, excuse me, I got the hiccups now. Ran into this guy on Craigslist. Had two shortwave radio receivers he wanted to sell. One was a... Oh, mercy. Now, what in the heck was it? Anyway, he wanted $160 for the one, like $100 for the other. Well, after just kind of, I wasn't trying to toy with the guy or anything, but he needed to pay a power bill in the next morning. So I got both of them for $100 and sold them both for $265. So that wasn't too bad.
Pretty good. Well, I still have, I've got a 2 meter all mode transceiver. That needs to be fixed, and I'd kind of like to get it fixed because it's got sideband, CW, FM, and all kinds of stuff on it. Or
remember that one, Ken? I've got to turn my fan on here, not because I'm warm, but because my radio is starting to act up a little bit. This Kenwood gets kind of hot, so I've got the fan blowing on it. Maybe that'll help.
Good. What type of radio is that?
The TM-280. Does up to 65 watts and a couple hundred memories. Just depends on which way you want to go. If you want, you know, more memories or if you want other things. And 100 memories is more than I'm going to use anyway, but it'll do up to 200. And I do remember that 2 meter radio you're talking about. It was well dated. It was fairly old, as I recall. Do you remember the make of it?
Kilo Lima Mike KLM.
I have to take a break here. KLM. Yeah, I know their products. A lot of their products. I'm gonna take a break here though because this thing is heated up and it's gonna shut down soon. So. But I'll be listening. I'll be back on the air here with you. And let me get a couple of things done, too. KG4, GFU.
Good. We'll talk to you after a while. KA2AXQ.